It's Tuesday, August 6th. This is your weekly Drunk Tarot podcast. In this episode, I'm going to give you a quick tale. I'm just going to ramble about a couple of things. Nothing in particular. But it's going to be very fast. I know I said that last time. I was like, I wanted to be super fast this time, you guys. And it was like 45 minutes. Fuck that. So in this episode, I'm just going to give you your element reading for the next week. I'm going to talk about your ex and your next. Ooh. Ow. What do the kids do? Okay. Listen now. Bye. Silk dairy-free soy creamer. That is the creamer that I've been using in my coffee lately. And I just want to let you guys know, if you like cream in your coffee, that's the way to go. I'm just putting that out there. The guy I'm seeing, the Gemini I'm seeing, he does not drink coffee. It's fine. But you know what he drinks a lot of, which is kind of weird to me? He drinks a fuckload of orange juice. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying. I've never seen a grown adult drink as much orange juice as this. It's like this weird thing that he has. I guess I would prefer that. I knew a woman who was married to a guy who drank gallons of milk, like on a weekly basis, like so much milk, just regular whole fat vitamin D milk. And I'm like, you're looking at a lifetime of health concerns, bruh. But this is not a health podcast. So fuck it. Do what you want to do. I don't care if you bump lines of coke, you know, off a stripper's ass. No judgment here. No kink shaming here. So good morning. So in this episode, like I said, I'm going to do your element readings. Hey, you guys, you can leave me voice messages. And I think I have some messages in my inbox I haven't read yet, or in my DM that I have not read yet. So forgive me if you're listening and you're like, I sent this bitch a DM. She never responded. I haven't checked my DM in a minute. Speaking of sliding into someone's DM. Okay. So I want to tell you guys this quick thing, and then we'll get into the elements, and then we'll wrap it up. Okay. So I think I mentioned a long time ago to you guys about manifestation lists. And I think I mentioned this, and some people were like, I'm not into it, or I just believe in da-ba-da-ba-do. Fine, good, don't do it. I don't care. But maybe 2 years ago after the breakup, I started getting really heavily into The Secret, you know? And it's on Netflix, and it's super cheesy, but truly, you guys, it's just a matter of marketing and packaging. Like, we all know what we can do. We all know that we have the power to draw into our lives good energy or bad energy. We know this. And if you're already sort of an elevated individual, i.e., you pray, you meditate, you take long walks, you hike, you take time for yourself to journal, all that stuff, then you're already ahead of the game. You already know. You don't need to watch no fucking Secret. Tell me in the comments, have you seen The Secret? It was done on someone's VHS camcorder in 1992. It's such a piece of shit production. But the book itself was marketed correctly, and those self-help books, they really fly off the shelves because their target audience is obviously someone in pain and open to receiving good or bad advice. So yeah, that's The Secret. That's my opinion on The Secret. However, the core of it, obviously, I believe in. And so, quick tale, when I was living in Australia, my cousin and I'll never forget it. We were walking on the beach, and she was very sad. And she said, you know, we were like 36, 37 at the time. And she said, I just don't think I'm going to meet anyone. I just don't think it's in my cards. So then the next day I went for another walk, and she said, so I'm reading this book, and it wasn't The Secret. It was something else. It was called like Witchcraft for Dummies. I'm just kidding. It was something else. And she goes, I'm going to try this thing called like making a manifestation list. And you just make this wish list. And it was the first I had ever heard of it. Excuse me. It was the first I'd ever heard of it. Jeez, excuse me. Let me sip on my Chardonnay. So she tells me about making this list, this wish list, manifestation list, be super specific. That's the key. And I've said this to my closest girlfriends. The key is to be extremely specific. It doesn't have to be about romance, you guys. It can be about anything. And just take a piece of paper, pour yourself a nice glass of Hennessy. whatever you drink, a nice kombucha. So you make this list and you're super specific and you put it away, you date it, and you leave it alone. Now, 2 days later, after she made that list, she met the guy that would be her husband and the father of her kid. So is that a coincidence? I don't know. But she ran through that list and she was like, holy shit. He checked off 99.999% of everything. And I'm talking like specifics, not he has to be tall. It's like he has to be 6'3.25. Like she was really specific. So whatever, life goes on. I make a couple of lists and you're not going to knock it out the first time. So I made a list and then I met that guy and then we broke up. And I went through the list again and I was like, all right, it's time for a revision because on the list, he checked off most things, but there were a lot of things he didn't check off. And I was like, all right, I'm going to be more specific this time. So I make this more specific list. I made that list a year ago. Okay. And this current guy, this current Gemini, he's checking off all the boxes and I'm not ashamed to admit it. He's checking off all the boxes. It's pretty interesting. But I'm still like, it's whatever though. It's casual. Cause guess why? You know, until a guy, a man, a partner, a woman, an adult makes a commitment to you and looks you in the eye and is like, I can see my unborn children in your eyes. Just kidding. Until he looks you in the eyes and he's like, hey, yeah, let's lock this down. We ain't getting no, remember this song for all you old heads out there? Let's get married. We ain't get no younger, so we might as well do this. That was like anti-romantic. That's an actual song, you guys. You can look it up. I think it's Levert. I don't know who it was. So there, until an adult makes a commitment to you, you're a free agent, right? So you should date. You should be casual. You should go out there and have a good time and, you know, kick some tires and just see how you feel. So check this out. Back to my story about sliding into someone's DM. So people are going through changes all over and like people are running parallel lives against yours at times and everyone's changing and manifesting and growing and all this stuff. And so here is the reality. So last week, my sister-in-law and my sister-in-law's best friend, we went to see Talib Kweli. And if you're like, what's Talib Kweli? For you old heads out there, you guys know, but Talib Kweli, he's pretty much like a hip hop, I won't say legend, but he's a hip hop person for sure. Like he's back in the day, kind of old school. So he puts on this concert in San Diego and it's a Thursday night. We're like, let's go. Oh boy. I mean, the future of hip hop is dead. Like, I'm sorry if that's what they're serving up. So the opening acts were really terrible, really tired. It was like avant-garde hip hop. It was garbage. It was total garbage. And we're trying to have a good time, but we're also like grown, you know, like every motherfucker in the joint looked like Timberland. So we're grown and we had just had dinner and, you know, with our dinner, our turn up was a cider, a nice summertime cider. And hard cider. It wasn't like just apple juice. So it was hard cider. It was, you know, nice dinner. We walk over to the concert. We're having a good time. It's like 9:30, 10:30. By 10:30, 10:45, we're like, the show's supposed to start at 9. It was just DJ sets and terrible opening. Anyways, the point is we didn't even get to see him because we were like, we're going home. Like, sorry, like we're going home. Oh, what the fuck was I talking about? Anyways, while I was there, for some reason, this guy that I used to date back in the day, and I'm talking back in the day, the last time we talked to each other was 1990. No, last time we touched each other, last time we touched each other's swimsuit area was in 1999. So I'm like really letting you guys know I am an advanced witch. I'm an advanced vampire. I've been around. So he actually introduced me to hip hop. Like, he was the one who was like, this is this. And, you know, he was a DJ. It was a whole thing. So for some reason, his name came up while we were there. Like, oh, I wonder if Evan would be here, or this is a place where, I don't know how it came up. So we just let it, that was it. We had a good night. I check my DM and he finds me. And the history between us is pretty, like, I don't know how to describe the history between us. You know, when you just have love for someone, but you're just like, I'm never touching that person again. Like, I'm not into that person at all. But for some reason, the door's always going to be open to be like, hey, what's up? Even though you move on, you meet other people, you do your life. So what happens between us is we're like, I don't know, is it oil and vinegar? No, it's oil and water. We're like oil and water. So we'll not talk for 5 years, 3 years, 2 years. Then one of us reaches out to the other one, and the other one is never like, sorry, I'm not talking to you. The other one is always like receiving. Hi, how are you? Let's talk. Let's meet up. It's always been that way. And then the second we meet up, we fight. It's the most bizarre, like, frenemy, ex, whatever it is. But I think we just know each other very well. And I think there's history there. So there's like this open space for communication always. So, excuse me. He slides into my DM yesterday. And he's 100% forthcoming. And he's like, hey, it's been a minute. I want to see you. Do you want to get some dinner? What? And so I said, yes. So now I'm going to try to juggle these two guys. Isn't that fun? That's dating. I'm not juggling anybody. It's casual. It's whatever. So that's that. He's a Pisces. So he's a Pisces and I'm a Pisces. The other guy's a Gemini. So it's bound to be a very fun time. So that's it. I think that's the catch up for you guys. Yeah. Please let me know what you guys want me to talk about randomly and other things. So I've got the deck here and I'm just going to jump in. We're at the 11-minute mark. I don't think my story was very interesting. Let me see if there's another story I can come up with while I'm shuffling for you guys. By the way, how are you guys? How are you guys doing? It's August. I think this is the first summer that I felt like not a kid. It's a very, I'm telling you, if you've done the work and you've manifested and you've grown and you've made some changes in your life, you should actually feel like, you know, an advanced vampire right now, an advanced human, an elevated human right now, because this is actually the first summer I don't feel like a kid. I feel like an absolute adult this summer. And it's a very strange feeling, and it's very important to like absorb the feelings and let them happen. I think I want to say CG Gemini. She's an interesting person. I follow her on Instagram, and I'm sure you guys have seen her around if you follow, like, you know, we all kind of follow the same type of folks. CG Gemini is her handle. I think she just came out. She just came out as an atheist. Like, she was into tarot. She was into all that stuff. And I think I don't know. So don't try to make assumptions here, but she made a post about coming out as a Gemini. And she's like, I think kind of researching and exploring the alternative to like self-help and things like that. I find it fascinating. And that's the thing too, is not everyone believes the same things. And I find it very, what someone believes or what someone doesn't believe has absolutely no bearing on my faith or my integrity or who I am. In fact, it reinforces my integrity, my emotional fortitude, my integrity, and my faith, because I'm happy to say that I can respect another human that much. That's what I'm proud of. And that's what that's, I think, indicative of, is that I'm like 100%, I'm still following you. I don't give a fuck. Like, if you don't believe in a God or you're an atheist, I would be disappointed in myself if I shut someone out or close my eyes and close my ears to something that's just not something that I do or I believe in. That would be a very sad indication of the kind of person I am. And I'm not that way. So whatever someone believes in or doesn't believe in, I'm 100% like, do you. I find it interesting. I find it fascinating. And it's my duty as a human being to be open to observing it, watching it, and making a judgment call for myself. But it doesn't mean that I, you know, suddenly go, no. Like, that's not cool. So the point is that I'm like, I scrolled on the Instagram the other day, and she had this post, and it was something about It was like a tagging on a wall, like graffiti on a wall. And it said something about fuck self-help or something like that. I don't know what it said. And then it was like, feel your feelings, do your stuff, feel your feelings and all that. And that really hit me hard. That resonated with me because I remember when I was going through my divorce in Australia, and I don't know what was going on. This motherfucker that I was married to, he got like a hair across his ass, and he started painting the fence outside the window an electric blue. You guys, an electric blue fence is what he painted right outside the bedroom window. And I remember I woke up one morning, like in the middle of all of it, all the drama, and I looked out the window and I'm just staring at the fence. And I thought in that moment, yeah, I could hurry up. I could hurry up and rush through all of this. And it was a very enlightening moment. And I said, I can rush through all this. I can hurry up and do the court thing, get the fuck out of here, and, you know, go to therapy and just get on with my life. Fuck it. But then I was like, I'm probably never, ever going to experience something like this again. This is a major, major growing point in my life. And I'm allowed to feel every single feeling I'm feeling right now, every single thing, you know? And so that was very exciting for me because I was hyper aware of it. I was hyper woke. So I was very much so in a space of embracing all the pain, all the heartache, all the like earth shattering, like violence within, all of that stuff I was experiencing, and I was allowing it and embracing it because I was like, I fucking need this. These tears on me are going to make me stronger. And I know it. And it did. And so if you're going through something right now, whatever it is, fucking rush into it. Rush the fuck into it. Bum rush it. Because you need it. And it's important. And it's imperative for your growth. If you shy away from it or you hope that you can just skip through it, you're nothing's going to happen. You're literally going to find yourself in the same space in like 3 months. So just rush into the pain. The whole, you know, there's like this movement of like, there's this movement no pain, no gain. And then people are like, actually, you know, that's, it's just like, it's so wishy-washy out there. I'm a firm believer of tough love and, you know, no pain, no gain. Pain is part of the process. And if you try to skip through it and avoid it, you're doing a whole lot of damage to yourself. Who are you, drunk tarot? I don't know, girl. I'm really dropping some emotional science. Emotional science. Ooh, gosh, someone start that. Emotional science. Or I guess that's just like therapy. All right, let's get into the elements. I want to talk about the fire signs first. If you're a Leo, a Sagittarius, or an Aries, in the next week, if you're dealing with an ex or you're dealing with someone, you're dealing with someone you're dating, there's an ex, what can you experience if you're a fire sign in the next few days? Fire signs, next few days with the ex, and then I'm going to get to the next. X person the next few days. Who is your ex? What's the situation with the ex for fire signs? You got the Two of Swords. So if you're dealing with the ex, you're going to have to make a decision. That's one scenario. I do, obviously, a two is just like, you have to make a decision either or. But in this particular case, for fire signs and an ex, I feel like someone in the scenario for the fire signs and your ex someone is choosing to turn a blind eye. They don't want to hear the facts. They don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to deal with the matter at hand. They're ignoring a situation, even though you know that you're on the brink of having to make a very important decision, but someone is choosing to ignore the situation. That's it for the X for fire signs. Let's get to the next. If you're a fire sign, let's talk about the next. So if you're single, if you're looking, if you're kind of seeing someone, whatever the case is, you want to know what's coming through. Fire signs, Leo, Sagittarius, Aries, what's coming through for you guys? You got the Ten of Wands. So then the person, okay, so I feel like it's almost as if someone's too busy. You might be too busy. I feel like you're too busy, or you're keeping yourself too busy, and that's preventing you from meeting the next person. But the person who wants to come through for you, the next person, if you're either seeing someone casually or whatever, they're trying to get to you. They're trying to get to you. They're very busy. They're very busy. They're very drained. So it's a matter of releasing these burdens, obviously, but it's a 10. So I feel like very soon they're going to be able to free up space on their end so that they can make their way toward you, towards you, toward you, towards you. Yeah, towards you. So allow that to happen. But if it's you that we're talking about, fire sign, maybe take some shit off your plate. Make it a priority to free your time. Excuse me. Free your time to meet someone or allow this person to come through, because I feel like the Ten of Wands, that could also be a burden that's a block in terms of you easily. These Ten of Wands, they could be a fence, you know, if you're looking at it that way. Hey, also, I'm trying not to gush too much about this person that I'm seeing. That's it for fire signs, by the way. Because we're seeing each other tomorrow night and we're going to an art gallery because we're that bougie couple. We're going to an art gallery tomorrow and we're going to be super sexy up in the art pieces, and that's going to be it. So it's a good time. All right, let's get into the earth signs. If you're an earth sign, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, let's talk about your X. X, what's going on for the X for earth signs next couple of days? Earth signs. What's going on for the earth signs? Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn. Next few days with their X's. You've got the Four of Wands in reverse, earth sign. Either you're separated from someone right now and it's broken up the home, or there's instability. Maybe this person is in and out, kind of like still dusting your area a little bit, this X energy, and it's making you feel unstable. Certainly if it's a fresh breakup, the household feels unstable. Your domestic life feels unstable. I think that there is a separation, and I think it's for good. I don't think it's a temporary separation, only because I don't fucking feel that way. I feel like the Four of Wands in reverse is telling you right now it's done. There's a end to it. There's a separation there. There's a breakup there, and it is for a good reason. I feel like this person would not be able to provide a stable situation for you anyway. And so you need to be aware of that, and you need to just embrace that was a lesson. Let's talk about the next person, though, for earth signs. Virgo, Capricorn, Taurus. Who's the next? What's the next energy? What's the next energy for Virgo, Capricorn, Taurus for the next week or so? There's an air sign coming through. This person is very erratic, like a lightning bolt, this person. This person is coming through for you, earth signs. Their energy is unstable also, which is interesting because we have the unstable Four of Wands in reverse. This person's energy is unstable. If this is your ex, I don't think it is. I think it's someone brand new. They're kind of a wild child, and that's making them attractive to you. So just be aware of that. However, I think that take what they say to you with a grain of salt. Take it as a joke. Take it lightly in initial stages, because this person's coming at you all the way from another angle. And it's a surprising energy, and it's a youthful energy, and it's an erratic energy, but it's also very sexy. So enjoy. I don't know if this is long-term. This could evolve into something more. This person may have a mouth. This person's got a smart fucking mouth on them. So just be aware of that for your next, okay? Earth signs, enjoy. Let's get into air signs. Let me give it a little shuffle here. Air signs. If you're a Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, what's coming through for you guys? Your ex. What's the story with your ex? Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, your ex. Next few days, what's the story with your ex? Chariot in reverse. So if there's an ex situation with you guys, or someone you're kind of trying to break up with, there's a delay in communication, whatever that is. So if you're already having operations of removal, I guess that's the proper way to say it. If you're already like moved away from that person, done with that person, it's going to stay done. However, there's still, I feel like, a tether is what I want to say. And I think it's a long distance tether. And I think that there's a lot of operation still happening in terms of pure separation with the Chariot in reverse. I think that there is something delayed. This is your progress that's being delayed, because it's a major arcana card, right? So it's your progress that's being delayed, actually, based on a tether, a long distance tether with the Chariot. I think that this person, there may be someone who wants to come through to you. I don't know if it's for an apology. I don't know if it's to start shit again. Whatever that is, this person also is starting to blame you for their delay. So be aware of that. And whether you know this or not, it doesn't matter, because if they're already an XX, then just know that they're blaming their progression in life on you now. So guess what, chicken butt? Those are the breaks. Tell them to fuck off. If they're like, well, my progress is stunted because you sold my baseball cards. Fuck you. Okay? That's for you, Jess. You know, if your progress is stunted, that's not my problem. It really isn't. Sounds like a you problem. You know, it's time to get tough out there, you guys. Time to get tough out there. So I had to go spend money for a therapist because my insurance sucks. So I had to pay good cold hard cash to go to a therapist because you fucked with me emotionally. And now you're telling me 2 years later that you blame me because you're drinking Mountain Dew. No. So it's time. Everyone has to just strap on, be a pegger. I don't know. I think that's a sex term. Anyhow, what was I talking about? Okay, that was your ex. Rein it in, drunk tarot. That was your ex. Let's get into the next for air signs. Libra, Gemini, Aquarius. What's going on for your next? All right. You get the Seven of Cups upright. Some people don't like this card because I know that it speaks to delusion, illusionment, rose-colored glasses, all those things that make you believe like you shouldn't believe. And I don't like that. I like the Seven of Cups. I feel like it's positive. I feel like you have endless options now in front of you. So if you're single and you're wondering who the next person is, it could be anyone. And that's the beauty of it. It's not a major arcana. It's not like a direct saying, it's a tall boopity boo. It's going to stop me. Hold on 1 second. You guys, I want to fucking cry. I just did 15 minutes to wrap up the podcast. And I did a killer, I'm telling you, a killer reading for the water signs. It was so good. And I even had like a catchphrase at the end. I was like, oh, this should be my new catchphrase. It was so good. And the stupid thing erased it. I'm so angry right now. I'm so angry that I want to just, I don't know. You know, I'm so angry that I'm going to just keep it in. Like, I can't even express my anger. I'm not going to pull the cards because I remember what it was. So I'm going to tell the water sign. So anyways, Libra, Aquarius, Gemini, you had the Seven of Cups upright. And that's a really great card to have. It means you need to apply the lessons you've learned, use discernment, take your time now and say yes. The advice is to say yes to all opportunities that come your way. Do not be afraid of the quote unquote, illusion of happiness out there. That card is meant to just say you're in a headspace now where you are open to everything and take your time in saying yes to the opportunities that come your way, because there are bad opportunities out there you don't want to take that are disguised as good opportunities. And then there are obviously good opportunities that may not look so great right off the bat. So it's up to you to just take your time, be happy, and just sort of absorb all the possibilities that are coming your way right now, especially when it comes to the next relationship or next possibility that enters your environment within the next week or so. Say yes. So when I went to the water signs, I had like a really funny joke. See, now I'm like, you guys had a really funny joke. I went like this. Then I said this. And then I was all, damn it. Okay. So water signs, Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces. I shuffled a little bit for you guys. And then I said, oh, I like how all the water signs are. Now, here we go. You guys are all turning up your radios or turning up your, see, it was funny. It was funny in the moment. Fuck. So the card I pulled for your ex was the Hanged Man. And I don't like that energy just generally, just because I'm an impatient person. I don't like that. And you got the Hanged Man for your ex energy. So what that means for me when I saw that was what I said was, the door is closed to the past, to an ex, but your foot is wedged in the door. And I don't like that. So somebody's waiting on someone, maybe more communication, maybe more finality, maybe more of a conclusion needs to happen between you and an ex, because that Hangman energy is saying someone is taking time out to respond, or someone is taking time out to organize what they want to say to the other person. So this ex energy with the Hangman, also it feels like someone is just taking some time to think. Like maybe there isn't an official ex yet and people are taking time out to think. That's all well and good, but I don't think it's helpful. Then in considering all of that, I thought about how possibly there is an ex situation. You're done with someone. Someone's done with you. And now you're taking time out to really, really think about the situation and ruminate and absorb every word spoken, the conversation, how that affects you. Maybe you're taking into don't be too hard on yourself. Also, I feel like water signs, some of you guys might be thinking being a little too hard on yourself. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. Coulda, woulda, shoulda. You know, what's said is said. It's done. It's done. That's it. You move on. I think that's the energy I'm getting. But mostly the Hanged Man is you just taking time out after a breakup. So that could be the case for a lot of you guys. When it came to the next, you had the Six of Pentacles water sign. So the Six of Pentacles, this is what I wanted. This is what I kind of went off my tangent, and I'm going to give you a brief version of it. Matthew Hussey, I think is his name. And there's another guy who does it from his car. Two guys, they give fantastic advice on men and dating. One of the things that they said, they each said, when it comes to the beginning stages of dating someone, only give them what they're giving you. So, and it's easy to get caught up and want to text all the time and call all the time and just respond all the time. But if they're not giving you, if they're giving you a bullshit text and the text is like, nah, or what are you doing? then you respond in kind. Or you don't respond at all because they're not giving you anything to respond to. So if you're speaking to someone, and so the Six of Pentacles basically is saying to check the reciprocity, check the back and forth, check that in the conversation or the relationship that's getting started, and monitor that and really do your due diligence in terms of red flag checking, pattern watching, things like that. So if you're seeing someone who is not giving you that much right off the bat, it doesn't mean you shut the door. Don't give them that much right off the bat. You can still have a good time, but keep your distance because you're like, hey, look, I'm not going to give you more than you're giving me, because the Six of Pentacles, there's a beggar energy and there's a giver energy. What you don't want to do is be one or the other. You want to be both. You want it to be balanced. So don't be the person who's constantly on the receiving end or asking for attention or asking for texts, or don't do that. You also don't want to be the person who's constantly giving attention. Don't do that. There needs to be an even exchange. And so your job now, water signs, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, if you're starting to see someone, go gently into it and monitor the exchange. Monitor the exchange between you and this person. Make sure there's reciprocity. That sounds very doom and gloom. On a lighter note, whoever this person is that's coming into your world right now, whoever you're talking to, you're going to actually feel that balance that you probably did not have in previous relationships. You're going to feel that this person is giving just as much as they're getting with you. And it's going to feel refreshing and nice. And they're going to exchange with you on a regular basis that feels safe, that feels balanced. And that's something that you should get excited about. So I definitely don't want to shoot out any like doom and gloom, like, but it's something that you watch for. And it's something that you're probably hyper aware of, especially with this next energy coming through for you, water signs. I'm really upset that you guys didn't get the first version because it was really good. I actually had two quick anecdotes in there that were hilarious. They're fucking hilarious. There's no time for any more. I got to go. But I wanted to let you guys know that F This Meditation had this really great post about taking a break from like being super hyper involved or aware of the media out there and what's happening out there. It's okay. It does more damage than good, I think, to be super hopped up on CNN and like the news and all that stuff. And it's such a fucked up situation out there that I encourage us all to just not dip so hard into it and dip harder into spreading love and just like being, hey, I get it. I'm no dipshit. I know what's going out there, what's going on out there. I get it. But I refuse to get fucking bogged down in the muck and mire of it all. I refuse. I fucking flat out refuse. I'm choosing to just focus on self, be happy, and love myself, because the more you love yourself, the more you can love other people and really spread it out there. And so that's what I think we should do. I mean, that's not going to solve the gun fucking issue, but I'm just saying it's just, let's try to be lovers out here. All right. So that's it for today, for this week. I hope these readings were helpful. Let me know in the comments what you think. I love you so much. Bye.